You need to call and leave a message while I have three-way on my phone. Three-way is not a given. Now, do you... Now, listen. We need to call over there and get it on tape, on their tape and on ours, to show that we're two different people, okay? And the only way we can do it is to do three-way. Now, can you do that? Can you hold on while I do the three-way? I'll tell you, the point is because they think we're the same person. Who's that Robert Moore from Florida? Okay, let's call over there. Hold on. Just hold on. Don't hang up, and I'll patch you in by three-way. So here goes. Just hold on. Okay, are you there? Robert?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're there. We'll either get a person or we'll get the voicemail. The idea is that both of us have to talk so they can see, and I'll have a tape.
The chambers of Judge Sanjay Taylor. We can't take your call right now. Please leave a message and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is Gordon Watts from Florida. I have on the three-way Robert J. Moore from Chicago. And we're calling about case number 2007-CH29738. And we're calling for two reasons. First off, your people think that we're the same person. Robert, say something so they can hear we're two different people. Robert?
Yeah.
Okay, you heard Robert. He's a different person. Secondly, Robert has something scheduled for the 16th, and he's trespassed off the property. He needs to have access. Judge Taylor, you need to issue some sort of order permitting him to come on the property. Robert, go ahead and address that if you would like.
Well, no, what's needed is that. Is some order to enable Robert J. Moore to access the court file. Because without the access to the court file, it's not possible for Robert J. Moore, RJM, hereafter, to complete the intervention which he's endeavoring to institute here. Robert J. Moore needs access.
Okay, hold on. Don't they have kiosks inside the courthouse where if you had permission...
Two things. The kiosk there at the back, this case was long before the kiosk. Well, first of all, Robert J. Moore cannot access the kiosk in the Daily Center because the order of 9-13 or 9-6-13 and 011-M1-01-3782, if our GM recalls correctly, Moore versus Jack, and authorizes the Cook County Sheriff's Department to a manpower argument.
Okay.
Restrict our GM's access the Richard Daly Center solely to filing motions and then having to depart immediately. And the second thing is that the criminal courts telling other courts, a person can't bring their computer or any electronic recording device into the courthouse. So it's impossible to make a record of what's in the court file, and the court file, so there's an RGM's understanding that the entirety of this file has not been scanned into an electronic digital format. So it's just the access documents that are in the file. So that is the first obstruction. Then the next thing is Robert J. Moore needs to get the claim. Robert J. Moore tried to file a counterclaim on October 29th of 2015 in this claim, in this case, rather, against units and whoever's responsible for the disassembly and removal.
10 seconds remain. Please conclude your message.
Wait, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the break-in that the police are not investigating?
Yes, so RJM tried to file it, needs to get...
Okay, the time is about to run out, brother. All right? I'm tape recording it on my end, and they're tape recording...
Press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To send now, press 1. To mark the message as urgent, press 2. Message mark urgent. To send now, press 1. Message sent. To disconnect, press 1. To enter another number... Goodbye.
Okay, so, Robert, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a copy of the audio on my end, tape recorded, and hopefully I'll have enough time to scan it into a WAV file, translate it to an MP3, and then upload it, and then have it as an archive in case these idiots think that Robert J. Moore guy is from Florida and they're the same person.
Well, the first priority, the two priorities right now are to get that claim in front of the court for November 16th.
No, hold, Robert. You have an appointment on the 16th. What you need to do is to repeatedly harass the hell out of the court and tell them, I have an appointment before the court. I need to come to the court. Hold on. Let me turn the tape off and talk to you.
I'm not going to harass anyone because I can't afford to give anyone a pretext.
Oh, okay. That's not what I meant. What I'm saying, but when you say you need access to the file, okay, hold on. Let me turn this off just for a second here. But by the way, this is Gordon Wayne Watson, Robert J. Moore. Okay, so I'm going to turn that audio off here.